Hello and welcome to the second episode of the podcast F4. We're calling it that because it's easier to say than Food and Frightening Film Fanatics. Can you say that?
Food Frightening Frightening Food Fanatics.
Close enough.
Scared of food.
Close enough. This podcast is about two of our favorite things, food and scary movies. Before we begin, as always, a few disclaimers. We'll review one movie each week, and then Michelle will come up with a food based on the themes of that movie. We are not experts on anything. We have no idea what we're doing, which is very evident, I'm sure. We're trying to keep these fairly short because, like you, when we become distracted and wander off, Michelle might be distracted right now. I'm not sure. The last thing, and I think this goes without saying, but just in case, heavy spoilers ahead. Turn back now if you haven't watched this movie. So having said all of that, our pick this week is not really a movie per se, but actually a franchise. So it's the Purge franchise. Where can you find these movies? They are not currently on Hulu, Netflix, or Shudder. They're on Amazon with a Prime membership, but none of them are free. So the movies range between $4 and $6 each. The TV series costs $25 for all of the episodes. They're also available on Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, and Vudu if you want to go that route. So the origins of the movie are James DeMonaco has been the screenwriter on all four of the movies and the director on all but one. He wrote the first episode of the TV series. Jason Blum of Blumhouse is the producer, and you might not know, but Blumhouse has been around for like I think almost 30 years, and their goal was to produce low budget horror movies for like $3 to $5 million each, but they've produced some massive amounts of movies at this point and some really good movies. So obviously this, The Purge, Insidious, I mean, it's a very, very long list. So usually if Jason Blum's name is attached to something, it's pretty good. Oh, you know what else he did? That movie we saw the day before yesterday, Truth or Dare. He also produced that, which that wasn't very good.
That was hysterical.
Let's see. Oh, sorry, I had a cat on my shoulder, and now it has projected itself across the bed. And kicked me in the shoulder.
Flying cat.
It's a flying cat, yeah. Let's see. The Purge has not gotten very good reviews on Metacritics and Rotten Tomatoes. On Metacritics, it's at a 44 or a 3.2 from fans. And then they range on Rotten Tomatoes. It's not very good. There's the highest one, I think, was Election Year, and then the lowest one was, let's see, the original Purge, the first movie, I think. But having said that, I haven't told you what order the movies come in. So the first movie's The Purge. I'm going to tell you these in chronological order, not the order that they appear in the Purge universe. So The Purge, the first movie, came out in 2012. It takes place in 2022, is actually the fifth Purge. It only focuses on one family, the Sandin family. And it's how they survive the Purge. It stars Ethan Hawke, so that was I'm sure that got a lot of people to the theater. And also Lena Headey from Game of Thrones, Cersei Lannister. She's a lot nicer here than she is on Game of Thrones, thank goodness. And they star as the parents, and then there's two kids. The father, James, works for a security company, which makes a lot of money off of the Purge. Because, you know, lots of people are trying to keep from getting killed. Second movie is called The Purge Anarchy. It came out in 2014. It takes place in 2023 in Los Angeles. So with that one, we get to see the outside, what's happening in the outside. The first movie, we only got to see what was happening inside the house, and that was one of the criticisms of the first movie. Number three, The Purge Election Year, came out the 4th of July, so it was timed correctly. So it takes place in 2040, so it's actually the latest in the series. And I'm going to read you a minute the rules of The Purge, but I probably should have done that first. But in Purge election year, the rule that covered, that gave government officials immunity from the purge, has been revoked. So the main character is a senator, played by Elizabeth Mitchell, and she leads the charge to repeal the 28th Amendment, which is the amendment that brought the purge into effect. And that's because her parents were killed during the purge. Number four is the first purge. This is a prequel, and it takes place in 2014. As denoted by the title, the purge concept is the very first purge, and the purge concept was tested in Staten Island. So a group called the NFFA, the National Founding Fathers of America, had taken over the government, and they're using this concept to see if they can decrease crime and unemployment. And so everybody on Staten Island that stayed was given $10,000, and I think they were given more money if they managed to kill some people. It was actually a failure, and the government sent in teams to actually kill people, but the people on the ground did not know that at that point. And the NFA, of course, declared it a success instead of a failure that it was, and then began to offer the program nationwide. So it went into effect the next year. And number five, sorry, I know this is long, but when you're dealing with a franchise, there's lots of different things to talk about, is the TV series The Purge that came out also this year, and that was on the USA Network. And it takes place in 2028 and 2029, so it covers 10 episodes. And on this one, we follow a number of different people throughout those 10 episodes as they try to survive the night. So there's a married couple. There's a woman who has to work. That'd be a big bummer, wouldn't it? Have to work on the purge? No? I don't know. Michelle's not sure. I would not want to work on the purge because you don't trust those coworkers. Let's see. There's a brother and sister. So I was anxious for the TV series. Unfortunately, it kind of fizzled in the end. But at least they had, 10 hours to cover, what else was going on during the purge. So anyway, one thing I want to mention is that with the TV show, they also produced a fake, shopping channel called the Purge Shopping Channel. And they ran all of those ads. It's available on YouTube, all of the commercials in one video. So check that out because it's really funny because they offer all, it's just like QVC, they offer all sorts of things for your purge. They have a 12-hour emergency purge candle, the 28th Amendment cake set, purge lockets, purge away stain remover, and if you order now, you also get an extra travel stick for free. His and her body armor that also comes with pet body armor for your dog or cat. I'm not sure it's a good idea for cats to go purging. What do you think?
I think cats would just kill everybody. Get rid of everybody.
That's true.
We should just cats send them out and send them to wars.
Yeah. Let's see. I was trying to see if there's anything else on there. Nope. So, the plot. I should have done this first. Probably you're familiar with it. But the plot is pretty simple. It is the Founding Fathers of America, the NFFA, overthrew the government. So, the 28th Amendment says that all crime, is including murder, is legal for 12 hours, for a 12-hour period from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. once per year, beginning on March the 21st. The idea is that anyone can do anything if they want at that time, so they'll become law-abiding citizens the rest of the year. Not sure I buy that, but we'll talk about that in a second. The NFFA boosts success rate. The unemployment rate's 1%, and crime rates are very low. But the truth, as we learn, when we get to the point where it's purge election year and then the new purge, both of those were more politically focused, is that the purge is actually targeting minority communities and wiping them out. So, and again, like I said, the government sends in death squads to kill random people. The rules. Should have done this first. Okay, so when the purge starts, this freaky alarm.
Save the best for last.
This freaky alarm that goes, yeah, it doesn't really sound like that, but you get the idea. Freaky alarm, and then the emergency broadcast system comes on, and then it notifies the citizens of the purge. And it says, all crime is legal. Kill anyone you want except government officials ranking 10 or higher. They are exempt until you got to election year. Class 4 weapons are lower, can only be used. Also, no grenades, bazookas, chemical or biological weapons. So no weapons of mass destruction. If you do not wish to participate, shelter in a fortified area. And do not leave under any circumstances. There are several purge-free zones, such as hospitals. And then they end with, blessed be our new founding fathers of America, a nation reborn. May God be with you. Blah, 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 blah. So, characters. There are two recurring characters in this franchise. There is Dante Bishop, also known as the Stranger at the beginning. He's played by Edwin Hodge, and he appears in 3 movies. Then there is Sergeant Leo Barnes, played by Frank Grillo. He's in 2 films, and those are really the only recurring characters across the franchise. One of the things that The Purge is famous for is its visuals. They have some totally freaky masks, and these are also, of course, all available on the internet if you want to take a look. There's what's called the Candy Bar Girl mask from election year, and that's a girl who wanted a candy bar from a store, and a small store, and the owner stopped her, so she came back at Purge Night after she killed her parents with her friends, and had like little lingerie outfits on with these crazy masks, and their car had like all sorts of lights around. You'd have to see, it's crazy. There's Skeletor from the first Purge. He's scary looking. There's a bunch of dead presidents' masks. There's Uncle Sam, Betsy Ross, the Statue of Liberty. Let's see, there's a bunch of people at an NFA party that wear all serial killer masks. There's a guy with a guillotine. There's a guy with a machine gun mounted to his truck. And there's a good article on GameSpot that ranks every Purge mask if you're interested. And several of them are actually for sale online, the ones that have the LED lights on them. So those are pretty cool. Why should you watch these movies? As with everything in horror, they're not for everybody, but they bring up some interesting premises, and that is, if the Purge exists, would you participate? What do you think, Michelle?
I think it's a perfect day to get rid of some of the people that really bother you.
So, would you participate in it?
I just might. I am not a murderer.
Well, it's legal then. It's legal.
Really get on my nerves.
It's legal then. So it's an interesting idea. I think the first Purge, if I was around the first Purge, I would hide during the first Purge just to see what people who was left after that. And then maybe the second Purge, I would make some plans.
It is a scary thought that you could be murdered yourself. Hopefully you don't have any enemies, So you have to be nice to people all year. Mm. So I don't know. It's a interesting idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think that some people really bug me every day, and it would be a wonderful world to not have them in it, because they just don't know how to act.
Yeah, I know. Here's another thing, though. Do you think if something like that existed, that people would save up all of their anger for that one day and not do anything the other 364 days of the year?
It's a good thought. It's a good thought, yeah.
You think so?
I think they'd have a lot of anger pented up. It would be a very dangerous time for a lot of people. But you either have to stay hankered in or go out and make your life a little easier by getting rid of those people. I don't know. It's an interesting premise, but
I think those of us that don't kill people normally would be able to control ourselves for 364 days a year, because we're already doing that now. But many people, I think, kill people on spur of the moment, or they get angry, and those people don't seem to have very good impulse control to start with.
But the problem is, maybe if you try it, you'll like it, and that's not the only day you do it, so.
But then it's illegal the rest of the year.
It doesn't cut down on crime very well.
Well, if you got rid of a large percentage of the population.
The cat seems to think it
would
work.
The cat seems to agree. I think she's off for purging. So the cat, if you hear some crazy noises, the cat is... Yep. Cat is now back on my shoulder. Cat likes to participate. So yeah, I don't know, but it's interesting to think about. The other thing I don't understand is children. I mean, I see in the first movie, you know, the children were also targeted by the next-door neighbors who did not like the Sandine family. But I would think that children would be exempt, but I don't see anything in, like, the emergency broadcast system message or any of these movies where children are exempt. So that's bad. I do know that, like, ambulance drivers are considered off-target because they're people that are out there trying to help other people, so that's great. But I recommend watching The Purge to see what you think. It's a very interesting concept, and it's one of those that I like, you know, trying to get through the night and stay alive kind of movies.
It's a very popular series, so
yeah.
Let's all watch it.
Yep. Despite it not getting very good reviews, the box office it's made tons and tons of money at the box office because it didn't cost them that much money to make these. I'm trying to see where I wrote that down, but I don't remember where I did. And they've made, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars off of this series. So, with that said, let's see what Michelle came up with us based on the themes. I'm not sure where we would go with this. What do you think, Michelle?
Well, let's plan a family dinner before the purge so you'll be all full and ready and have energy. And I believe my theme for tonight... Oh, by the way, Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh, yeah, Happy New Year.
My theme for tonight would be Southern living family-style dinners. And if you couldn't already tell, Jeanette is from the South.
You couldn't tell. I know.
And these recipes could be found on southernliving.com. So there's a million family ideas, and if your family doesn't like one thing, you can sit down and just make a whole bunch of things.
So what is family style?
Family style is making a big pot or casserole of one thing, and you can have several, like a big pot of Greek baked ziti, or a nice...
So it's one thing that everybody shares?
It's all a whole bunch of things that everybody shares. So turkey tetrazzini with turkey and vegetables and a crunchy little topping. And you can do chicken pot pies. And they're big portions of things. And...
So why not serve these during the purge?
So, well, you can, and when the family sits down to dinner, there might not be a lot of your family left over before the dinner is over, because who knows what happens. So, but at least they'll be full and had a good dinner going out. So, a few ideas is peach mustard glazed pork tenderloin.
Oh, that sounds good.
Lemon, rosemary, garlic, chicken, and potatoes. Cheesy broccoli and rice casserole. And again, Hughes Southern mac and cheese. And again, you can find these on Southern Living. And, or you can just do takeout. But going outside that day would be a challenge and an adventure for everyone. And
for the whole family.
The Purge is an adventure, so either do takeout or try your family style, and you can do anything you want.
I don't think anybody's going to deliver that night. What do you think? I don't think you're going to get a pizza.
Right, unless some college students want to make some money
and want to die for pizza.
Putting their life on the line.
Yeah, no. Catch me doing
so
that.
So that's that for my family style dinner ideas, and hope you have a wonderful year, and we'll see you again next week, right, Jeanette?
I hope so. Next week. Hope you have a purge-free week, and with that, we will sign off, and we still don't have a sign off, so we will just say bye.
And stay calm.
Stay calm. Bye.